This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860, the answer here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations across America. And a special shout out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now all across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our Border Patrol security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, the mechanics, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers, too, sorting the mail for delivery today. And don't forget those Uber, Lyft and taxi drivers, too, to keep America rolling along. We also want you to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website for all the stuff we have over there. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay. Again, the earthquake that they had in California, the area Ridgecrest, I believe is what it was called, right there on the Nevada border. Kyle Warren, who was on in the first hour, he lives about 150 miles away. He said his house rattled and rolled a little bit. The water sloshed around in the swimming pool that he's got there, but nothing at all. And apparently that one area, Ridgecrest, was ground zero. There were some injuries there. There were some life flights flown out of there, and they've got road damage. I believe the road is got a big crack in it to where they can't go back and forth of the main highway that's there. Is that right?
That could be. I don't know about the road, but yeah, this thing isn't really quite on the border of Nevada, but they felt some of it actually in Nevada, including going all the way over to the west side of Oceanside, a little bit in San Diego, El Cajon, Carlsbad, and so forth. And then, of course, there were several aftershocks. The one thing that was of concern that I believe was this particular earthquake was getting, the kind of attention it was getting, is that also China Lake was part of the ground zero, as you call it.
Yeah.
China Lake is actually where we have our naval air weapons.
That's right.
Yep. Yeah. So, I have seen some damage, especially to some mobile homes. There were some fires. I think the last time I saw it, there were five significant fires that they were responding to.
Mm-hmm.
So it could have been a whole lot worse. 6.4 is not, I mean, there's certainly been earthquakes that have been more significant than a 6.4, but you keep with the aftershocks, that's kind of the scary part that, you know, kind of adds to that 6.4. But, you know, California has not had an earthquake like this one, I think, since
20 years.
Yeah, the mid-1990s. So.
North Ridge or something like that.
Yeah, yeah, my husband was actually in Northridge.
Mm-hmm. Now, we heard about all the possible terrorist threats and warnings and watches and all that, and that's good. We heard about it every holiday. Nothing happened, thank God. So
that's right. I mean, you know, the Joint Terrorism Task Force and the New York Terrorism Task Force. They do a remarkable job of keeping track of all of those things very, very carefully. And, yeah, they do put out, you know, just kind of a warning. It's not an alert because there wasn't anything significant, but they are watching it, and they put an awful lot of resources to it on big events like this.
Now, I'm not sure exactly what's going on with the border, but the president, the Trump administration, is talking about fining illegals as much as $500,000 for refusing to leave. Well, don't they have to find them first?
Well, we know where an awful lot of them are. Mm-hmm. we absolutely do. That's why we do these raids. So I saw that. I don't know how that fine is necessarily going to work, but that is certainly on the table, and that condition is a viable condition. Now you got Congress calling for all of these hearings because of the conditions, of the alleged conditions at these detention centers, and because of this Border Patrol Facebook group that apparently was kind of a secret group on Facebook where they were, you know, chatting among each other. So
yep.
Now they're calling for hearings, and we'll see where a lot of this goes. But I hope that if they have these hearings, that these people that are in this panel can necessarily fight back and say, you know, it never had to get this way. If you people in Congress would have handled this, even during the Obama administration when we saw that big train called the Beast, they could have handled it then, but they let it go to a crisis situation.
Well, we're going to run out of time here in a second, so I'll just throw this out here. We can discuss it on the other side of the break. The president is considering an executive order for the citizenship question on the census. Not sure how that's going to play out. I understand the attorneys are mulling that one over right now, but that's going to be very interesting, to say the least.
Yes, and the census has already gone to print, according to the Secretary of Commerce.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens there. I'm not sure that he'll even be able to do this, but we'll see. And by the way, I did get an email, and I'll read that on the other side here, from Johanna, talking about the citizenship question was actually on the census until 1950. All right.
Correct.
I'll be right back with more. Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. We shall return. Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our very good friends at the United States Concealed Carry Association and our buddy Tim Schmidt over there. I want you to go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Look at the USCCA logo link that's right there. Click on it. And you'll notice the first thing is that there is a free gun a day giveaway there. And we really would like to announce a winner here in the program of somebody winning one of those guns. But you can't win it if you don't sign up for it. So click on that logo link that's on our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, for the USCCA. And then after you do that, there's three different levels of membership. And see what appeals to you. And if you become a member, you will get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear from the USCCA. And don't forget that concealed carry magazine, too, the award-winning magazine, where you'll also get other discounts on all things, not just hunting-related, not just gun or ammunition-related, but also fishing and camping and RVing. So there you go. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Click on the USCCA logo that's right there. And good luck on that gun. We want to talk about somebody winning it here in the program. All righty. We've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
We had a very strange situation with a tanker that was intercepted, I believe, off the coast of Spain, Gibraltar, and to be particular, that apparently it was an Iranian tanker with Iranian oil, and you were scratching your head trying to figure out how it got to where it was at from wherever it might have come from.
I do scratch my head. I mean, even trying to look at maritime traffic. But the Gibraltar port and law enforcement agencies assisted the Brits in boarding what is known as the Grace One.
Mm-hmm.
And this was done apparently at the behest of John Bolton, by the way,
mm-hmm.
To seize this ship, tanker, had oil that was bound for Syria. Now, that is going against the sanctions.
Right.
So that is why this happened. But it's kind of interesting if it was, you know, I don't know where the Gibraltar authorities were or the British authorities were.
Or how the vessel got to where it got to.
It's
certainly not the beaten path to get from point A to B.
So now you've got the Iranian saying this was an illegal seizure, blah, 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 blah. So this is a situation I think that we need to watch because it's almost as though this is a tit for tat for our drone. But just for the sake of your listening audience, this might be one to watch. It's not getting a lot of play here by a long stretch. Now, I'm trying to see who it flies a Panamanian flag. I don't know who necessarily owns the ship. I'm trying to find that out too. Or who owns the cargo. I mean, we have all these flags in all these countries that have some kind of fingerprints on these tankers, but just watch for this one because things could escalate in a big way on this one.
And the first thing that I thought of when I heard about this and you mentioned it was what happens now with the Iranian fast boats that might make a raid on a tanker passing through the Straits of Hormuz and try to commandeer it. By the way, they're all supposedly now armed with security crews on board with weapons to repel any attack. What do you suppose would happen there?
It's a little too early to determine that one, but it's an important event. This tanker, by the way, is kind of an old one, built in 97. And I'm looking at it was going through the Straits of Gibraltar, so I'm trying to fact. I don't understand its path, but maybe somebody out there that's smarter than me, which I'm sure there's thousands and thousands and thousands. Can necessarily look.
Well, if you don't want to be spotted at an obvious situation where you're going, you take the long way around, I guess. I mean, that's...
Maybe. Big one.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Well,
see where this one goes.
Well, you know, not to be outdone, China was having some drills in the South China Sea with anti-ship missiles. And not to be outdone, Japan was out there along with some of their naval ships, and I think some of our ships might have been involved in the same exercise drilling with anti-ship missiles.
Yes. It got very little play last week when I think that the very moment that Trump may have actually been meeting with President Xi that they were doing these missile tests. And, you know, that's a pretty crummy tactic, but apparently that was the timeline on this thing. So I'm sure that Trump was briefed on this. Whether he had any discussion with President Xi on it, I don't know. But that's yet another flashpoint. I think that's probably a good word, flashpoint.
Well, certainly, gasoline has jumped up here in the last week or so by at least 20 cents per gallon. Oil has not gone up that much, but it has gone up nonetheless. And it appears as if we're teeter-tottering on the edge of something, whatever the something might happen to be. Nobody seems to know.
The information's out there, I think, probably in open source, but it's a hard one to try and dig out and see if you can't get all the facts.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Now, I gotta talk with you about something. We didn't talk a lot about this past week, but the Portland police that did not help the reporter, what's his name, Andy No or something like that?
Correct.
Okay, didn't help him. They said the reason they didn't was because they didn't want to incite the crowd and create a full-scale riot. But yet, yesterday or the day before, the police chief said, it's time to take the masks off. No more masked Antifa demonstrators.
He's, you know, the police chief may, in fact, be, I guess, on the right side of all of this,
and he hasn't really spoken out until this past confrontation. It's getting a lot of media attention, going both directions, I might add, by the way.
Right.
But it's a matter of, yeah, saying that you can't be masked. That's one thing. Two is challenging that mayor. But I would also say, I think you and I discussed this, is where's the governor?
Right.
You know, were there protest permits? And the truth of the matter is the police knew about this. Because I was looking at their updates, and they were seeing that there was going to be this protest a couple of days before it happened. Well, when that's the case, then you go to the mayor, or the mayor goes to the police, and you have some kind of a confab on what we're going to do with
mm-hmm.
this. And obviously the police were there in some form or fashion, but they really stood back and let this whole thing go down. So Harmita Dillon, who is, I think she's got something to do with the Republican Party in California, but she's also a very prominent lawyer, a Fox News contributor. She is representing at least a couple of these, including Andy Ngo, the journalist, and she says she plans on suing everybody she can possibly sue. So she's the one to watch to gather the facts. In the meantime, they're putting out the pictures to see if they can't identify those that didn't have their masks on who, you know, was part of the attack that went on there, or the protest that went on there.
Well, good. By the way, AOC is being called on the carpet. A group of Hispanic pastors have come out and absolutely positively said that what AOC said about the border facilities, the children there with soiled diapers and crying and drinking out of toilets and all that stuff, they said none of that happened, and they were in the same building at the same time in the same place.
Correct. And now I think there's a Border Patrol guy that actually got a GoPro camera.
That's right.
And took filmed a full tour.
That's right.
of the entire facility. So,
mm-hmm.
And then she also, AOC also had the nerve to say she didn't feel safe herself.
Yeah.
She felt threatened by Border Patrol for her own safety. Give me a break.
Yeah. Yeah, the woman is obviously mentally disturbed, mentally challenged. And for you people listening up in there...
Here's another thing. This has kind of gone unnoticed. Senator Cory Booker, who obviously is running for president, there was some chatter yesterday, and it appears to be true, that he crossed over the border and helped 6 or 8 illegals cross the border.
That's what we heard, and we'll need to check on that and find out and talk about it tonight on the weekend show. Okay, we'll talk to you tonight.
Yes, sir.
Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com, and there is a report that Cory Booker did cross over the border and personally assist in bringing a half dozen or so illegals back into the United States illegally. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
A magnitude 6.4 earthquake in Southern California. But first, President Trump speaks at the July 4th celebration at the Lincoln Memorial.
It was the SEALs who stand ready to bring righteous retribution in mountain, jungle, desert to those who do us harm. America's sailors, are not born. They are forged by the sea.
Our other top story on USA Radio News, a magnitude 6.4 earthquake hits near the city of Ridgecrest, 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. David Witt, fire chief in Kern County.
We have multiple injuries. We've had two house fires. We've had small vegetation fires, power lines down, gas leaks, the associated events that take place after you have a large earthquake.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, you probably now realize it wasn't a good idea, and the financial strain it's putting on you and your family has you stressed, and you probably think there's no way out. This is Steve Sanchez, and you know I've been an advocate for hardworking Americans just like you for 27 years, and there's a way out of this financial nightmare, and my friends at Wesley Financial, the leading timeshare cancellations company in the country, can help you cancel your timeshare guaranteed. Being lied to, misled, and pressured into buying a timeshare doesn't have to be your story. But freedom of being out of it can be. I have a special free information kit that will give you the step-by-step process that Wesley Financial uses to get you out of your timeshare guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100. That's 1-800-501-6100 or visit stevesanchez.info. You don't have to have the financial nightmare of a timeshare any longer. Wesley Financial can help you get out guaranteed. Call 1-800-501-6100.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is. And this edition of our Military and Veterans News is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where they have two locations to serve you. One in Concord, Massachusetts, right outside Boston. The other one right here in our backyard, Clearwater, Florida. And they know that many of you are not going off to college, but you're looking for a profession. And here's something from them.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, keep in mind, young men and young women, that we know that more and more young people are not headed off straight to college from high school. Many of you have chosen to go to technical schools to learn a trade that in most cases will pay you a lot more than that liberal arts degree you might get at a college. And with that being said, the National Aviation Academy can fill that void and give you a great career path with a starting salary of $50,000 a year or more, because it's all based on what you yourself can do. So check them out online to find out more at naa.edu. And remember, they have two campuses to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., the other in Clearwater, Florida. The website again, naa.edu, or you can give them a call and ask to take the tour. 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour. The number again, 800-659-2080. And always make sure to tell them the captain sent you. It will open the door wide open for you when you get there. National Aviation Academy. Now, the United Technologies Corporation's Pratt & Whitney unit is chronically late right now delivering engines for the Pentagon's costliest program, the F-35. No explanation as to why they are late, but it raises serious questions about whether or not the company is ready for a surge to full-rate production scheduled for next year of the F-35, which is going to become a solid piece in the arsenal of our fighting forces. So we'll have to see what happens with that and keep our eyes wide open, I might add. By the way, did you hear about World War II Navy veteran Ernie Andrus? Well, World War II veteran Ernie Andrus is running from Georgia back to California over the next 5 years. He's now 95 years of age. He'll be 100 if he takes the full 5 years to get to California. Now, back several years ago, World War II Navy veteran Ernie Andrus ran from California to Georgia to do the same thing, to raise money for a World War II era ship memorial. Now he's doing it in the opposite direction, running from Georgia back to California. So Ernie, God bless you, man, and good luck to you. If you see Ernie running along, help him out. Give him a few dollars to help him out with that ship that he's trying to keep floating around. It's a memorial. By the way, President Donald Trump marshaled tanks, bombers, and other machinery of war. We saw them yesterday. We didn't see tanks rumbling through the streets of Washington, D.C. We saw them sitting stationary. We saw a few tanks that were moving around, but they were moving around with rubber cleats, which is totally different than having a regular track they have. And it wasn't having like a whole bunch of them. And oh, by the way, does anybody other than just me remember the inauguration of John F. Kennedy? When they did have tanks roaring down Pennsylvania Avenue in a presidential inauguration parade? Does anybody other than me not remember that? Matter of fact, there were a lot of them that time because Kennedy was a Congressional Medal of Honor winner, World War II, and he did that intentionally because he wanted the military emphasized. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? And, you know, even before the fiscal year 2020 budget season is over, the Trump administration is already looking to the 2021 budgeting with new guidance reminding agencies of their requirement to report their IT spending with a standard taxonomy beginning that year so that they know how much money is going to be spent where and for what reason instead of just throwing money up there to see if it's going to stick, which is what happens sometimes. By the way, the Bo Bergdahl case, talked about this a little bit last week. The Army is hearing an appeal arguing that President Donald Trump's comments about a conviction and prison time for the former soldier amounted to undue command influence and that it interfered with his right for a fair trial. Well, Bo is trying to get his conviction overturned and force the Army to either prosecute him again or just forget about it altogether. So we'll see. And, oh, what are we going to do about Iran? Because they have officially broken the stockpile limit set by the 2015 nuclear deal. Was there anybody that thought that wasn't going to happen? Show of hands. Right. You're in agreement with me. And let's not forget Navy SEAL Eddie Gallagher, who was acquitted of the murder charges against him, but was found guilty for posing with a 17-year-old militant's corpse and got 4 months for that. But he already did enough time that he didn't need to worry about going back to jail, number one. Number two, he was busted in rank from chief petty officer, senior chief petty officer, down to petty officer first class. He also has to pay $5,400 in pay as a fine, and he will be reduced in rank, which will also reduce his pay. But in 3 months, he is eligible for retirement from the Navy with his 20 years. And his attorney hinted at the fact that he might take that early retirement and get out of the Navy. And if I were him, and I was advising him, I would say that's not a bad idea. Consider a job in civilian life or pursue something totally different. Maybe he might want to work for a Kellogg Ground and Root and use his talents over there, or maybe he wants to write a book, or maybe he'll make a movie about him. How do you like that? And Steve in Thailand is telling me that he's watching a volleyball match in China. They're starting the fourth set, USA 2, Brazil 1. Thank you, Steve, in Thailand, for telling me that. He's apparently they're playing in China, so that's how come he knows what's going on. By the way, Rashida Tlaib has denounced America, the Declaration of Independence, in a disgusting July 4th tweet, but it's not her tweet. She retweeted a tweet from one of her colleagues. I'm not sure what the name of the woman is, but I know it's not her tweet. It's a retweet. I'd have to find out who it was that she did. But these people that are doing this, I mean, come on. Come on. We can do better. We can do so much better than to have to put up with these people. And why you voted this Tlaib woman into Congress, why you voted Omar into Congress, why you voted AOC into college and didn't call it Congress and didn't think that this sort of stuff was going to happen is beyond me. They are what they are. And you need to vote these people out. You really do. You need to vote these people out. And keep in mind, that what got voted in can get voted out very easily. Put somebody up against them in a primary mode. But you folks need to remember that. And by the way, I will be right back, because I'm not sure if Mr. Markowski is going to call in or not. But if not, I got a question of the week that I'm going to be running with for the next hour. We'll get it out there to begin with and let everybody have a crack at it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor is a totally drug-free, all-natural ingredients, pain and inflammation healer product, if you will, that helps you to get rid of the problems of pain. Now, I've been taking it for about 3 years, and it's been working for me. I've had a lot of injuries. I don't need to go into the reiteration of it. My worst enemy right now is arthritis because of the injuries I've had. And I'm in pain a lot of the time. I tolerate it. I was taking a leave 3 times a day. That's what would cut it for me. When the leave would wear off, I'd start to get aching again. But I took it breakfast, lunch, and dinner for several years. At the advice of my doctor, said make sure you take it with food. But then I started to find out a little bit more about it, and it encouraged bleeding. If you got a little cut, it'd bleed a little bit more, number one. Number two, it could cause internal bleeding. And I said, nah, there's got to be a better way. So I heard the commercial for Relief Factor, just like me talking to you right now. And I heard about the starter pack offer of $19.95. And I jumped on it. And I took it. And I did it just the way it said to do it. And it cut my pain. Now, I, at one time, walked with a cane. I had to walk with a cane because of the pain I was in. Well, after about a month, I got rid of the cane, and I haven't had it back since. Now, there's times I should probably think about using it because of the fact that when I walk a lot, you know, things happen, but it is what it is. But still, because of the injuries I incurred, this relief factor works for me. Plain and simple. And you wouldn't hear me telling you if I didn't honestly believe that and if it isn't the truth. So here's what you do. To start the 1995 starter pack and see what it does for you, go to the website relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And check it out. Sign up for it. Try it for the 3-week period that you'll have it. Follow the instructions and let me know how it works. And if it works for you, I want to know because I'll say, you know, good luck and hope everything works out for you. But we all want to hear the successful stories. And I've got other people that have already gotten the Relief Factor and they're telling me that it's already working for them. So anyway, relieffactor.com/captain. Okay. Here's my question coming up in the next hour. I'm going to throw it out there right now. Everybody saw the fantastic celebration in Washington, D.C. yesterday. You either saw it, you heard about it, you're getting your morning newspaper with your cup of coffee, you're reading it right now, whatever. But my question is, do you like the idea of the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration? Yes or no? Do you like the idea of the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration? We're going to have our own patriotic poll here. And the number is 877-969-8600. 877-969-8600. Do you like the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration? Is that something we should continue to do? Is it something we should forget about? People were talking about how it was going to be so political. It was not. It was anything but. There was a history lesson done by President Donald Trump, and a lot of things, I'm sure, were learned by people that had no idea the involvement as to George Washington and what he told his troops and what he did to spur them on, as well as to some of the revolutionary battles that he talked about with the fast ships, as he what do you call them, fast ships, as he talked about the Coast Guard, and then our initial Navy ships, and John Paul Jones. So I'll bet there's people that don't even know about the fact that the expression, we've only begun to fight, and damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead, some of those terms, you know. I'll bet there's people that didn't even know about that, that found out about it for the first time yesterday. So, do you like the idea behind the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration? Is it something that we should continue? Because there was nothing political about it yesterday. Not one thing. And if the mainstream media is trying to tell you there was, or they're trying to tell you that Donald Trump was trying to make it about him, he most certainly did not. He made it all about the men and women of the military and those people that serve America, keeping us free and safe, including all of the first responders, EMTs, firefighters, and police, who he mentioned several times in his comments. And again, some of my brothers and sisters in the fire department that I heard from yesterday said that it was just made them feel really good. And that's what it was. It was a feel-good day yesterday for all Americans. That was a feel good day. Also, there were some Antifa activists that burnt an American flag outside the White House yesterday. They had a pretty good little fire going with the flag, and the Secret Service police that were out there, who, of course, when you start a fire outside the White House, obviously they're going to try to put the fire out. The Antifa demonstrators threw it at a Secret Service police officer, causing him to get burned slightly. and they managed to get themselves arrested for assaulting a police officer. So, turnaround is fair play now, isn't it? But the people yesterday that were there to cause trouble had their bubble deflated almost instantaneously. They brought that ridiculous Donald Trump balloon thing, and they wouldn't let him get it off the ground because it's a no-fly zone over the mall anytime the president or the vice president are there. No aircraft flying overhead except for authorized military aircraft, which is why you saw the Blue Angels and the Coast Guard, the Air Force, the Marines, the Army helicopters, the Navy jets flying overhead as part of the demonstration. And by the way, what about the Blue Angels? Do you like that? That was all good. So, again, 877-969-8600. Did you like the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration? And, Jeff, you're cheating. You're telling me on the Facebook Messenger, you're giving me a yes. Okay. All right. Well, I got to count it. Same for you, Wade. You're cheating. And I got to count it. I'll do that much. So, Jeff and Wade have chimed in. Major Mac has chimed in. I knew it. Well, Major Mac, you got an excuse. You're in Germany. You've chimed in. And Brooke has chimed in. Okay, you got an excuse, too. I got it. So there's five yeses right there. And Alexandria has chimed in. She's got an excuse. She's overseas. Okay. So there you go. There's another yes. Let's see who we got here now. Gregory, I'm not sure where you are, Gregory. He's chimed in by the messenger. Yes. Okay, so very quickly, we've got seven responses to this. Al, oh, make it eight. Margie saying yes. Ron, not our Ron Edwards, but a different Ron is saying yes. Ed, but not our trucker Ed, is saying yes. So we got 10 there right now. Okay. All right, let me get over here. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dennis from Largo.
What's your answer?
Most indubitably, I loved it.
Wasn't it great, though? I mean, it really. And it was not political. Everybody was going, well, oh, go.
Exactly. It was nothing. It was about the servicemen and first responders. It was great.
Yep, it was a history lesson in America.
One thing I'd like, though, Captain.
Sure.
They should allow us to group together and go and beat the hell out of these Antifa people.
Yeah, but I wouldn't worry about it. I'd just take a gun with me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they want to swing at me with a club, I'm going to shoot them.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, thanks, Dennis. All right, we'll see you later. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you know something? Assault with a deadly weapon is assault with a deadly weapon. Okay, and caller, I'm putting you on hold there because we're going to the top of the hour break, and I'll get you your comment off the air here, and then we'll go from there. But anyway, coming back, the question is, did you like the Washington, D.C. 4th of July celebration? Yes or no? I'll be right back after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third World.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Some of the best sounds you'll ever hear are generic, safe, effective, even money-saving, just like FDA-approved generic drugs. Even if they don't come in the exact same color or shape as their brand name equivalent, they have the same key ingredients and go through a rigorous review process. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist today and visit fda.gov/generic drugs. Generics are safe, effective, and can save you money. You'll like the sound of that.